Alright, so people for some reason liked my video ironing yesterday. And I'll just say, very disappointed in Kamloops for 29-30% turnout at the polls. But that's not what I want to talk about today, or this Sunday. What I want to talk about is actually cannabis, which has obviously taken up a lot of the media's time. Hello, Todd Stone. You know, cannabis is kind of a hot topic, and I wanted to chat about it as someone who's been a user for years and share some anecdotal stories about my use with cannabis. Some people have advised me against being so candid with cannabis, but my opinion is an honest man doesn't need to fear anything, so here I go. Very first time using cannabis was in grade 9. Skipped out on school, smoked it out of a water bottle, which is not healthy. Don't do that. Plastic and smoking don't mix. That's how you can get Alzheimer's early. Same with smoking out of aluminum. I didn't touch cannabis till I was 18 again then. And I grew up in a place where when you smoke a bong, you have to finish the bowl. There's no party bowls. So I greened out a lot. When you get the shakes, when you consume too much cannabis, you know, that whole go low, go slow thing is true, right? So I learned the hard way of many anxiety-riddled nights shaking in my bed after consuming too much cannabis. It's a fact. It happens. It's called greening out. So take it low, take it slow. There's no shame in how much you can smoke or little you smoke. I talked about that with Derek on my podcast, right? Like, no one in the cannabis community is going to fault you because you can't do the biggest bong toke or take none at all. It's not like drinking. It's completely different cultures. You can take as little, you can take none. You can take as much as you want. No one's gonna fault you. But what I wanna talk about is more as someone who's been on all spectrums of it. I celebrated legalization with some illicit cannabis that I was given as a free joint. I haven't experienced the new legal weed just yet. And who knows? Maybe I will, maybe I won't. We'll figure that out as I go. But what you don't know is I actually took a 2-month break from smoking cannabis because I was going through some mental health issues. I'm now on 75 milligrams of minoxidil, that is a antidepressant. And during that time, I took time away from smoking cannabis because I was being a daily smoker. I was smoking every single day, self-medicating, sometimes as early as 6 a.m., sometimes at lunch, you know, but always, always in the afternoon and the evening, every single day. Because, yeah, I am, you know, depressed as per, you know, the doctor that I spoke with. But the reason why I took time off is, A, make sure the medication I was using worked, and B, the doctor wanted to see if I could possibly be bipolar. I'm happy to say we're not having that conversation anymore, so that's sweet that I'm not bipolar. And so now I am experimenting once again with cannabis, but only on Wednesdays, a little bit more controlled. And I've used it in extremes, right? I've used cannabis to run 50K, trail running, right? I know I know that I prefer sativa and hybrid strains versus, you know, indica. You know, indica just knocks me out. And the reason why I like cannabis is because I don't drink. I've had my problems with alcohol anymore in the past, and I don't want to use alcohol anymore. If I wanted to just sink into the couch and be a space, I would, you know, drink alcohol. But instead, I use cannabis like a hybrid or a sativa, and I am very productive. Very, very productive. You know, a sativa will get me out on the trails, running around, cleaning the house. No, hybrid can balance me out, let me have a nap, but wake up feeling refreshed. An indica, I can smoke it. And it was an indica that I smoked on Wednesday, on the 17th. And yeah, I felt up, you know, you don't get a hangover, but you wake up groggy. You know, at least that's my experience, right? It's not from the weed, it's from how deep of a sleep you sleep. It's like when you oversleep, right? When you sleep too much, you start feeling groggy in the morning. So indica is not really my thing, right? And that's cool, I know that. You know, I do very much like edibles. The difference between the flowers and edibles is with flower, it's easier to self-moderate, right? That's why it's legal right now. You can take a little bit and count 20, 30 minutes and you'll know how it's gonna hit you and how it's gonna affect you. Where, you know, you can take an edible and you might have to wait 45 to 2 hours for it to actually hit you. So you could end up taking way too much cannabis. And then again, you start greening out like I did when I first started smoking at 18, right? So just some incident, stuff from my past, right? I think cannabis is fantastic. It can lead to psychosis based on certain people's mental health, right? So, you know, definitely, you know, want to chat with a doctor and kind of get their opinion on some of the sort of stuff. And it's better to go low, slow, or not at all if, you know, that's your jam, right? But, you know, it's got this negative stigma. I've done a lot of really interesting, really cool things while using cannabis. Not many people can say that, you know, cannabis users are lazy or, you know, aren't productive members of society, because I have indeed, you know, been very, very productive on cannabis. Very productive. I have spoken with some high-level people over the phone, some clients. I'll let you know I was at home at the time, but it was a time-sensitive thing, and yeah, I solved their problems at that time. I was not scheduled to work at that moment, so I'm not going to feel bad about it. But, you know, if people want to say that cannabis users are, you know, lazy or whatever be, you know, send them my way. I'll tell them my story and prove them wrong. Now, all my stories, you know, since I'm not a daily smoker anymore, yeah, the littlest can get me messed up because I took a tea break. It's brilliant. You just, your tolerance drops like crazy when you take 2 months off, and bing, bang, boom, you know, your 1 gram is now lasting you a long, long time, right? So anyways, that's just anecdotal thoughts on cannabis as I iron. Thanks for tuning in. Cheers. Bye.